drive it, we can fix it. Leroy's Body Shop. We can make it look brand new. If you can drive it, we can fix it for you. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. It is the Plan B Morning Show. More importantly, it is Friday morning, which means it is time to showcase a furry friend, the Mason Jar Cafe Furry Friend of the Week. Bringing it to you, showcasing our awesome pets out there looking for those forever homes. Joining me this morning is from Paws of Hope, Robin Fedor. Robin, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Brock. Good morning to you, and how are you today?
I'm doing great. Always great to see you here on our Mason Jar Cafe Furry Friend of the Week, showcasing our awesome furry friends that are looking for that loving home, all the hugs and kisses and treats they can ask for, and today is no different, so why don't we get right to it? Our featured pet this week is Grant. Could you tell us about Grant?
Grant is a stunning one-year-old purebred Doberman Pinscher. He's absolutely beautiful. Grant has only been with us since last Sunday. His foster volunteer is Aubrey, and she's already learned that he's doing well with other dogs. She has a couple of other big dogs that he's, you know, really enjoying having playtime with. And he is crate trained, but he's happier outside of this crate, like most dogs. Mm-hmm. And he's house trained. He enjoys going for walks and playing out in the yard, like all the, you know, all the dog things that dogs enjoy doing. But after a long day, he is happy to cuddle up with his favorite people and unwind and, you know, just soak up all that love and affection that a dog loves and needs and deserves. She has learned that she's watching him. Aubrey has a cat, and Grant seems a little over-interested in the cat, and so she's keeping an eye on him. He might be a dog who needs to go into a cat-free home, mm-hmm. but she's already learned that he's a loyal dog, and she just thinks he's great.
He's handsome, stunning, handsome, whatever you want to call him. You sent over one photo that looks like something you'd use as a headshot to be an actor. It's unbelievable. What a handsome fellow that is. Even better, up to date on his vaccines, and he will be neutered. That'll be taken care of on April 23rd. So he's basically almost plug and play at this point for someone.
Exactly. He really is. He's a beautiful dog.
I got some great photos that you sent over. I'll have those posted on our Facebook page and WIRX.com on the podcast page with all this information. If someone is interested in meeting Grant, just tell us about that process, how they get a hold of you guys.
Okay. They can do several things. They can send an email to us at adoptions@pawsofhope.org. They can go to our website, which is pawsofhope.org, and complete an adoption application or reach out to us through the website for more information about Grant. They can also send a private message to us at our Facebook page, which is Paws of Hope. I think it's Southwest Mish and SW Mish. And learn more about him and find out if he is going to be a compatible fit for your home.
I love it. And you guys make the process so easy on people looking to add that furry family member. So I'll have it all linked up again, all the contact information for everyone if they want to find out more about Grant or maybe another animal that might be a better fit from Paws of Hope. But there's all sorts of great options. Obviously, Grant is who we're focusing on today, and we got all that information on there. Well, now that we got Grant out there, let's touch base on a couple other things before I let you go. Most notably, coming up here just under a month, less than a month away, you guys are a part of the WIRX Subpar Golf Classic at Pipestone. Tell us about that.
We are looking forward to that so, so much. One of the most fun things we do all year long. And it is Saturday, May 11th, 9 a.m. shotgun start at Pipestone Creek Golf Course. And you make a trophy for the winning team, I believe.
We're looking at some options this year because it is the Subpar Golf Classic. That encompasses everything that takes place. But it's a lot of fun, and obviously we love helping out Paws of Hope. A lot of money is raised for you guys. It's just awesome to see the outpouring of support that that we get to do for Paws of Hope. You guys always provide so much awesome stuff, and not to mention we usually get some furry friends there as well.
We do, and that's always fun. We do the Paws of Hope ads, the 50-50 raffle, and we sell mulligans, and and shots out on the course, but you all also provide some really, really nice prizes. And I see that you're doing a closest to the pin on hole 16 with a nice $100 prize and longest driver on hole 9 for a $100 prize. And
We got the good stuff going on, and again, it's all for a great cause. It's for the great cause, and that is raising money for Paws of Hope. Obviously, we're drinking beers, we're whacking balls and having a great time, but at the end of it, we're happy to help out and raise some money for our furry friends at Paws of Hope and all the great people there. So come out and join us. Registration is open now. You can go get that at WIRX.com, and you and I were talking off air. You can do it as a foursome or as an individual, and we'll get you taken care of and get you out on the golf course to help out Paws of Hope while having a great time golfing with us, the WIRX crew. And the mulligans are key. You need the mulligans, so thank God we have those provided by Paws of Hope. That's big. Also now, so you guys are actually going to be spread out there on May the 11th. We're talking about the golf classic there at Pipestone Creek, but you also have something going on in Stevensville as well. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, the Paws of Hope craft volunteers will be in downtown Stevensville on May 11th also from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for the Stevensville Mother's Day Market. Our volunteers make some really, really great items for pets and for pet lovers, and it's another great way that we've found to fundraise and also just get information out in the community about spaying and neutering and, you know, all the important things regarding animal rescue.
Awesome stuff. And again, you guys are always, you're so busy, but you're doing such great things and helping out our furry friends. And I'll have all this information linked up as well, so people don't miss out on that. Lastly, Sundays, you guys like to hang out at PetSmart. Tell us what you got there.
Almost every single Sunday, unless it happens to fall on a holiday, we are at PetSmart in Benton Harbor for our weekly adoption event on Sundays from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. That's a great chance to meet some of our available foster pets, but also it's a great chance to talk to the volunteers that the foster pets live with. Again, compatibility is the most important thing when you're considering adopting a pet. You want to make sure it's compatible for your home, and you're going to be happy living together for the next 20 years.
Love it. Well, again, if anybody missed anything either on our featured pet Grant this week, that handsome fella, or the golf outing or anything else, I'll have everything linked up, WIRX.com, as well as on our Facebook page with these great photos and information. So go check that out. Well, Robin, thank you so much for all the info and for sharing Grant with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Brock. Thank you for everything you, WIRX, and also thanks to the Mason Jar Cafe for supporting Furry Friends Friday. We're grateful for all of you.
Yes, that's right. It's the Mason Jar Cafe Furry Friend of the Week. And again, everything you need online. We'll be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around.